guys, thank you so much for joining me and welcome back to another episode of In a Dark, Dark Room. I'm your host, Abby, and in this podcast, I cover all things creep. And this week is no different. It is a dinky dark, so these are banging. These are so much fun. I need this as well because I'm recording this straight after a really, really, really sad episode. So I need a little bit of uplifting in my life right now because I'm in a very, very dark place. So as y'all know, Dinky Darks is where I tell scary stories, and this is what I'm going to be doing this week. So I'm going to waste absolutely no time, and I'm just going to jump right into the story. So this week's story is called Attention Shoppers, Please Hide at the Back of the Store Immediately.
Attention shoppers,
came a male voice over the intercom.
Please move to the back of the store immediately.
The back of the store? I whispered to Daniel. Don't they mean the front of the store to pay for our stuff? It was 8:50 in the evening, 10 minutes until closing time. We'd brought our two kids out at this late night Walmart excursion in the hopes of burning off some energy. Instead, they'd just thrown tantrums for new Legos and Hot Wheels. It was a disaster. But apparently, the disaster was just beginning.
Please move to the back of the store immediately.
The voice repeated overhead.
This is not a drill.
I glanced around, but the other shoppers were just as confused as I was. An old lady looked up at the ceiling, scrunching her face.
What the hell?
A dark-haired woman asked her boyfriend, pushing a cart full of garden supplies.
Didn't you hear?
An older man said, leaning over his cart of bottled water and canned food.
We're in a tornado watch. One touchdown in Sourville.
A tornado? It was definitely storming outside, don't get me wrong. I'd seen the black clouds roll in from the east earlier, but it didn't look that bad.
Do not stay out in the open. I repeat, do not stay out in the open.
There was a pause. Then an explosion of sound as everyone began to mobilize. Carts rolling, panicked voices, feet slapping on the floor.
No, this can't be happening.
I hurried down the toy aisle, Tucker in my arms, Daniel and Jackson following me. Three zigzag turns and we were in the electronics area. I glanced at the TVs on the wall and pictured the four of us crushed underneath them.
Stay away from windows and doors,
the voice continued on loudspeaker.
And do not attempt to exit the store.
Is it safe here? Daniel shook his head.
Big open areas aren't good. I'm going to check in back, see if there's a break room or something. You stay here, okay?
I nodded. Arms shaking, I sat down on the ground between two shelves of video games. Tucker sucked on a bottle in my arms while Jackson began to giggle.
Is the tornado going to hit the store and everything will fly around real fast?
He asked with a big, stupid grin on his face. I don't know. A tornado, a real-life tornado like the one you see in movies, plowing through our town. It was so unfathomable. We were New York natives, transplanted here to Indiana only 6 months ago. I'd never been on a tornado watch my entire life. Daniel jogged back into view.
Everything's locked up,
he said as he joined me down on the floor.
But listen, Fairview's a big town. The chances that it'll hit this Walmart, I think we'll be okay.
I never should have brought us here.
You didn't know. None of us did.
He wrapped his arms around me.
They should have warned us. Like an emergency alert on our phones, or a tornado siren or something.
Do not stay out in the open. Do not make yourself visible. That includes security cameras. Please move to a spot that is not visible to any cameras.
I frowned. What does that have to do with tornadoes? A feeling of unease in the pit of my stomach, I glanced up and saw several black globes descending from the ceiling, hiding cameras within them. I guess we should just listen to them and get out of sight, I whispered. I grabbed Jackson's hand, Daniel picked up Tucker, and we jogged out into the center aisle. The store was a very eerie sight. Abandoned shopping carts, askew in the aisle full of everything from pies to batteries to plants. Footsteps echoed around the store from people unseen as they found their new hiding places. We dodged a shopping cart full of soda, ran through kitchenwares, and then stopped in the Easter decoration aisle. There was a camera in the central corridor, but as long as we stayed in the middle of Easter aisle, we would be invisible. The four of us crouched on the floor next to some demented-looking Easter bunnies.
I'm hungry,
Jackson whined. Shh. I grabbed a bag of colourful chocolate eggs and ripped it open. Here, candy. Happy? I whispered, thrusting them into his hands. Then I leaned back against the metal shelves, panting. But I didn't have long to rest. A mechanical whine overhead, and then the voice came through the speakers again.
Keep away from aisles with food. If you have food with you, leave it and move to a new hiding place. If you have any open wounds, cover them with clothing.
What the fuck? I thought to myself. This had nothing to do with keeping safe in a tornado.
We should make a run for it. I don't think there is a tornado. Listen, do you hear any wind?
I listened, but all I heard was silence. No howling wind, no shaking ground, no projectiles clanging against the metal roof. Maybe it's still coming? I know what they're saying doesn't make sense, but to go outside, come on.
We need to get out of here now.
He grabbed Jackson's hand as he held Tucker in his arms.
Come on.
Daniel, I really don't think that's a good idea. But the next words from the intercom changed my mind.
Assume a fetal position and place your hands on your head. Close your eyes and do not open them for any reason.
Let's go. We broke into a sprint and ran down the central aisle, cameras be damned. The front door appeared in front of us, a little black rectangle looming in the distance. As we got closer, I saw Daniel was right. There was a tree at the border of the parking lot under a street lamp. It was perfectly still. We continued running, past the clothing area, past the snacks lined up at the checkout lines. I ran towards the sliding glass doors as fast as my legs would carry me. Almost there, almost there, almost. The doors didn't open. No, 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 no. Daniel slammed his body against the door. It rattled underneath him. I tried to squeeze my fingers into the gap between them to try and pull them apart. They didn't budge. They've locked us in, I whispered.
I want to go home,
Jackson said. Tucker was beginning to fuss too, making little noises like he was about to start full-on wailing. I turned around, and that's when I saw him. A Walmart employee. He was sitting on the ground at the end of one of the checkout aisles, facing away from us, wearing the familiar blue vest with the golden starburst. Hey, let us out! He didn't reply. Did you hear me? I don't care if there's a fucking tornado. Open the door and let us out. Again, he said nothing. But in the silence, I could hear something. A wet, smacking sound. I stared at the man, slightly hunched over, still facing away from me. Was he eating something? The speaker overhead crackled to life.
Attention, please do not talk to any Walmart employees.
My blood ran cold. The smacking sound stopped, and then slowly the man began to stand. He placed his palms on the conveyor belt and pushed up. I could see now that they were stained with blood. I backed away, but my legs felt like they were moving through a vat of honey. No, 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 no. Fingers locked around my arm and yanked.
Come on!
I sprinted after him, deeper into the store. Tucker stared at me over his shoulder, and Jackson ran as fast as his little feet would take him. I was vaguely aware of the slap sound that came from behind me, but I didn't dare look back. Daniel ran into the clothing area and I swayed, dodging circular racks of t-shirts and wooden displays of baby clothes. He skidded to a stop and ducked into the dressing room area. We piled inside and locked the door.
Daddy,
Jackson started. You listen to me very carefully, I said, crouching down to his level. You have got to be absolutely silent. Do not say a word, okay? Jackson looked at me, then Daniel, and he nodded and sat down on the floor.
I'm going to try to call 911.
He tapped at the screen, then frowned. What?
We don't seem to have any service.
I grabbed Jackson and pulled him away from the door. The four of us huddled in the corner and I held my breath. Under the gap of the dressing door, men's feet in black shoes. They slowly took a step forward, deeper into the dressing room. Don't move, I whispered, holding Jackson. The man took another step. Don't make a sound, don't move, don't. Tucker let out a soft cry. The man stopped. His feet turned, pointing at us. Tucker let out another cry, louder this time. My nails dug into Daniel's hand. No. A hand appeared. It slowly pressed against the floor, stained with blood. and then his knees appeared as he lowered himself down to the dressing room door gap. No. Could he fit under? The gap wasn't small, it was like a stall door to a bathroom. If he flattened himself against the floor, there could be a chance that he could fit under. I watched in horror as his stomach came into view. His blue Walmart vest as he lowered his body to the floor, then pushed his arm under the gap and blindly swept it across the floor, as if feeling for us. This is it. We're going to die. And then he lowered his head. His face, oh my God, his face. There was something horribly wrong with his face. He smiled up at us with a smile that was impossibly white, showing off blood-stained teeth. His skin was so pale it was nearly blue. And his eyes, they were a milky white, without pupils or irises. I opened my mouth to scream.
Attention shoppers.
The voice began overhead.
Please make your way to the front of the store and make your final purchases. We will be closing in 10 minutes.
What? And before I could react, something unseen jerked the man out of view. A strange dragging sound followed, as if someone was dragging his body out of the dressing room area. I stared at the door shaking as Tucker cries rang in my ears. But he never came back. And within 10 minutes, the usual hubbub of Walmart returned. Voices, footsteps, shopping cart wheels rolling on the floor. Shaking, I finally got up and unlocked the door. The store looked completely normal. People were lined up at the cash registers, placing their goods on their belts. Employees were scanning tags, printing receipts. People walked towards the glass doors, and when they did, they slid open. As we slowly walked towards the exit, I spotted an older man who'd warned us about the tornado earlier. What was that? I asked him, unable to keep my voice from shaking. He shrugged.
I guess the tornado missed us. What a miracle, huh?
Giving us a smile, he disappeared out of the glass doors and into the night. Okay, well, that's the Dinky Dark for this week. I enjoyed that one. I love the visuals, you know, the creepy, creepy smiles. But if you guys have any suggestions for like subjects or topics you want me to look for stories that might relate to, please just let me know. I'm very, very flexible. But that is everything for this Dinky Dark. So until I see you next. Oh, actually, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be here next Wednesday because, if you're listening to this, I am actually going to be going home. I have pre-recorded a couple of episodes and this is what you're hearing now, so I'm actually away on holiday now as you listen to this. But I'm going home to spend some time with my family as I've not seen them since the spring. So I've not seen them for a really long time. So I'm just going to take some time, just 1 week, to chill out, spend some time. I'm going to be coming back and forth as well at a lot of awkward times. Like I'll be leaving here at 3 a.m. and getting home at midnight. So I'm just going to take the week to spend some time with my family, not worry about work, and then come home and I will get started on some new research for you guys. So I'm sorry that I'm not going to be here, but you know, family life gets in the way and you want to spend time with family freely without having to do research and things. And I feel sad after these episodes sometimes. So I won't be here on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I believe I won't be uploading, but I will be back the week after. So of course, you can listen to all my other episodes. Stay safe and I will see you when I see you. Enjoy the spooks. Bye.